Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Vanna Colley
and Matt Taylor.
Hell yeah. Before we get started, I just want to let y'all know where you can find us.
Where are you going to be? Hey, where are you going to be?
I am going back on the road. May 7th, I'll be in Nashville. May 13th, Jacksonville, Florida. May 14th, Orlando, Florida. May 21st, San Antonio, Texas. May 22nd, Addison, Texas. May 23rd and 24th, Houston, Texas. And a lot more. To see all of my dates, you can head over to my Instagram at Vanna Colley, or on my website, VannaColley.com. Get those tickets, come see me, and sometimes you'll see this motherfucker.
Yo, and you can find me on tour with Rodney Carrington, everything at RodneyCarrington.com. Also, when I'm not on tour with him, I'll be out with people like Aaron Weber, Derek Stroop, this fine lady right here. I'm actually going to be with her on the Texas dates.
Hey.
Everything's bigger in Texas. Anyway. Oh, boy. But yeah, come on out. Follow me on social media at Matt Taylor Comedy. And that's it. That's all I got.
Enjoy. Oh, fucking A. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Please. Yes.
It's patreon.com/rampinguppod. We put a lot of cool shit on there. You don't want to miss out. That would be very sad for you. And we're here to make you happy. Yeah. So with all that being said, Also,
if you're watching this and you haven't subscribed, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Give it a like and tell your friends.
Sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments as well.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. All right.
When you start watching this.
Let's start the fucking podcast. All right,
yeah, all we'll see you guys. We're ramping up. Oh, Lord.
Larry.
What's up, huh? What's up, huh?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we're
hell
doing
yeah,
it.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, we missed you.
We did. All of y'all.
Except for you.
Yeah, and if you're thinking, are they talking about me?
We are.
We are talking about you. We were just talking about you. Brady was talking about you, too. Man.
Oh, Brady got a mic.
Brady's mic'd up.
Y'all, stop complaining about it. Brady got a better setup than we ever
got. Brady's got like the whole mic arm and everything coming straight at him. Yeah. I don't know. Brady, we heard your comments. Mic. Or we read them. We didn't hear them.
Oh, we?
Yeah, we heard your comments.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Brady got a mic. Brady got a mic. Brady got a mic. Yep.
Man. All right.
We have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, let's freaking talk about what's happened since. Okay.
I know. Let's see. We got our engagement photos done. That was sweet, precious.
Yeah. What?
That was sweet, fresh. I don't know. Every time we go hot, I'm like, I don't know how to talk anymore.
Hilarious.
That sounds so awesome off camera. But as soon as it starts, it's... Take it away.
Yeah, we got our engagement photos done. They fucking ripped heads. Done by the great Allie Miller, who's a Nashville-based wedding photographer.
Hell
and
yeah.
I think she does events, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I had a hard time, like, choosing what photographer I wanted because, you know, she's doing our wedding as well. And I was just really terrified Mom's going to put me and Matt in, like, a field somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm not really the frolic type.
I mean, how we get into that field?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to clean my tires after taking photos. You know what I mean? Anyways, Allie fucking ripped it. She's awesome.
Yeah. She made us look so cool.
I know.
I've never felt that cool in my life looking at pictures. I was like, damn.
It was awesome. Matt was looking at himself weird in the mirror for a couple days afterwards.
Yeah. What?
Showers were a little longer.
A little long. Phone's waterproof. I'll tell you that much.
He just put you not... zooming in on photos of yourself.
You're like, oh, that's so sweet. He's pleasuring himself to our engagement photos, but it's just zoomed in on me. Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, Allie was awesome. That was sick. We went to that Goldford concert. Brady, you're going to love this.
Okay. First off, I want to start with, I still love his music.
Yeah, he is awesome. That whole concert
like,
was...
it was religious. Like, it was a very good concert. See him live. His music is great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He'll be on our wedding playlist.
Yeah.
But also... So he's got a lot of like, he's a very soulful singer, and at one point, like, he's getting into this one song that he came out with, and it's like he's like, hey man, before I play this next song, I just want to say this, because of this song I've had one of the coolest moments of my life.
Like, he was like, the highlight of my career.
He's like, the highlight of my career.
And it's like a really sincere moment.
Very sincere. Nobody's making a peep. And he's like,
I'm
so
in the front row, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're front row.
He's
I mean, the stage
at
is
me.
Right here on film. She's just peeking over this, you know? And he's going, he's like, I just want to let y'all know, like, this was the biggest part of, you know, a highlight of my career, one of the biggest moments of my life. I'm so proud of this moment. He goes, this next song, he's like, Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., contacted me. She said, Jeffrey Goldford, I love your song. And I would love to have you play it at my father's event or whatever. And he's like, so anyway, this next song, it's called Walk With Me. And as soon as he does, she turns around.
Matt is standing behind me. And so he goes, this next song is called Walk With Me. And I immediately go, awkward.
And I laughed so loud in like this dead silent space.
Okay, to be fair, a couple people around us were laughing. He didn't.
He goes, awkward. And I just go, like out loud. And he like looks over at us and we're like, oh shit. Whoa.
Yeah, and so it wasn't a
after
great.
After that, the vibes were a little off.
Yeah, and then the next
might have been
song,
our fault,
he
honestly.
Was like, this song's called Running.
Yeah, he had like,
I'm not even kidding. That was the.
I just love running. This next song's called Skipping. And like the next four songs were
this
like leg related.
This song is called My Dad Loves Me.
Yeah. This next song's called I Think ICP Rocks.
Anyways, so that was kind of goofy. We were like, whatever.
Great, then, still great concert.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves.
Rocked it out.
I cried a little bit.
Yeah.
And so then there's like, you know, it's like a smaller venue.
Yeah, like
comparatively.
500.
I mean, like it wasn't like a theater.
Oh, yeah. It was like
stadium.
A very, it felt
like
very
a standing
intimate.
Room.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, we were like, we want to get some merch. So we got, there's like a merch line and a meet and greet photo line for him. And neither line is like crazy, but like their lines, and we're in the merch line and we're like right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, I'm the only disabled person there. And he was doing everything in his willpower not to look at me. He was looking directly over my head. And I was like,
yeah, like every time he scans the room, it's.
It was odd. And then he's doing the meet and greet. And these girls at the back were like so fucking stoked to meet him, like talking about what they're going to say. You know what I mean? And again, the line is not that long. Like, it's not like an hour, you know? And when there's like six people left in the line, he's like, all right, that's it. Bye, guys. So these girls never got.
Actually, I kind of respect the fact he like Irish goodbye'd him.
He did.
He didn't even say, all right. He goes, oh, I got to, there's a, and just like goes over there and just never came back. And we're like, oh, yeah.
All right. I felt bad for the girls. We still bought
a shirt and a record. Yeah. Because that's how good his music is.
Yeah.
That's a testament. You know, like when you can do that and people are still like, let me get $100 worth of merch. So,
yeah.
Anyway, he will be on our wedding playlist.
I unfollowed him on Instagram.
I actually followed him after the walk off. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
But also, like, he did have a meet and greet. Because I don't want to just like straight shit on somebody. He did have a paid meet and greet before. You know? Like you pay an extra amount or whatever for a ticket. But then like a meet and greet happened while he was like out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so maybe it was like an impromptu. Like he was going to get a drink. And
yeah, like he came out and they're like, oh my God. And like everybody started laughing.
That's very possible. What? So,
where was it?
Vinyl Lounge.
Third Ave.
It's like a small venue.
Talking to your microphone. I know.
So most venues like that, when people do meet and greets, it's just like they're on stage before the show, like before soundcheck, and then people get to come early, and they're not actually meeting him. They're just like he's answering questions. They're like, "I got one."
Yeah,
you know? that's exactly what it was.
What they told
the
us.
People that we met, was it Sam and what was the lady on?
Adrian?
I talked to him on social media.
They're a married couple. They were
very
sick
nice.
As fuck.
Yeah, very cool people. It was nice. If y'all ever see this, it was very cool meeting y'all. Y'all were very, very sweet. And funny, or whatever you got to say. they had done the meet and greet, and I think like he, answered questions, said hey, and then was like, y'all want me to play y'all a song?
Yeah.
Y'all want a good song, or y'all want y'all want like your favorite song, or you want a new song, unreleased?
Yeah.
And he played running, skipping, walking, jumping in, hollering, you know.
Anyways.
Yeah. So
it was a great concert.
It was. We had a good time.
Really odd.
Yeah. And then.
And again, we might be reading into everything, but I don't think I am.
I think.
That might be that.
I will say he walked directly past you and like you're there and just like.
Like, you have to go out of your way to ignore me.
Yeah.
Like, people want to stare at wheelchair people.
Yeah. That's how we met.
Anyways, yeah. No, that was interesting. I wasn't really sure what the vibe was there, but.
Again, great music.
Yeah.
Just want to really drive that one home.
But hey, Jeffrey, fuck you.
Jeffrey Goldford.
That's his name?
I think. Jeffrey.
Wait,
yeah.
I gotta look this guy up.
Jeffrey Goldford.
Yeah.
He's got you know that Orange Blossom song? That's his popular one.
No, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah. He's like
Goldford Explorer just came up.
Goldford Explorer?
It's one word.
Put that up on the Patreon.
One word.
Guy that doesn't understand how Patreon works. So he's like saying to put everything on Patreon. That's a bit I'm working on.
Anywho.
What were you about to say?
Oh my God, I have another story. So I'm with my mom. Flying back from Fort Worth, Texas. Like last week or so. And I'm on the plane, I'm in the window, my mom's in the middle in some random guy's aisle. At some point, I had to pee, I can't walk, we all know this. So, like, when I got up to go to the bathroom, this guy, like, gave me his hand and, like, helped me get to the airplane bathroom. And, I don't know, after that, me and my mom started talking to this guy, and he was super nice, like, kind of a handsome, you know, like, just, like, cute little guy, you know what I mean? And, like, to the point where my mom and I were like, he's single, that's crazy, we gotta set him up with someone, like, That was the vibe. We really liked him. And I should say my mom and I are the worst of reading people. Like, it is absolute embarrassing. Worst. And so we're like gushing over how great this guy is. So then I'm like, where are you from? Like, why are you headed to Nashville? And he was like, oh, I'm from Murfreesboro. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Actually, no, I shouldn't throw my finger
up for this. My fiancé is the king of Murfreesboro. Is exactly don't like that you said that.
Yo, in case you didn't know, I'm the king of the borough, baby.
But he was like, oh, shit, it was your fiancé. And I was
he answered it, didn't he?
Huh?
You go, my fiancé is like the king of the borough. He goes, Matt Taylor? It's your fiancé? He asked? That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Normally, they just know.
Oh, my God. No, it's... Now there's a queen of the borough, Casey Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
We'll get to that.
So he was like, who's your fiance? I'm like, oh, Matt Taylor is a comedian. And he was like, I think I know who that is. Like, it was kind of like, you know, and I was like, word. Hell yeah.
That's so, and first of all, it's so embarrassing for you to say King of Murfreesboro and him to go, I think I know who that is. I don't. Did we go to the same school, graduate at similar years?
Well, he was, yeah. I found out he was only like 2 years older than you. So I was like, he probably does know Matt because he's from there. Yeah. You know? Okay, so then I'm like, yeah, have a show in Nashville, like, come out, blah, blah. He's writing down on my info, blah, blah, blah. So then at the end of the flight, I'm like, what's your name? And he was like, should we bleep his name out?
Yeah, she...
Yeah, I was like, yeah, what's your name? He said, bleh. And, beep, beep. And then I was like, what's your last name? And he acted like he didn't hear me. And I was like, word? And then his, like, dad, I guess, was sitting behind me. And he leaned forward and was like, his last name is blah, blah, blah. You know?
It's a crazy last name.
Yeah. Hard to remember.
Is that Italian?
And so I was like, word. So I remember that because I was excited to tell Matt. I had, like, met someone that he might know. Okay. Oh. So now, a couple days later, I had forgotten about this. And I'm at lunch with Matt's family. And both his brothers around the same age. Yeah. Also.
Yeah. My brother and this guy are the same age.
Yeah.
Which is two or a year and a half older than me.
So we're sitting there, and I was like, oh, my God, I tell this whole story. I'm like, yeah, do y'all know yada yada? And yada, everyone yada, blah, blah, blah. There just, like, stopped the eating, and they were like, what? What the fuck do
don't
you say?
Don't ever say that name at
and
this
I
table
was
or
like,
in public.
What's going on? And they were like, Fiona, that guy's a convicted pedophile.
100%.
And I was like, not this guy, not this guy. He,
yeah.
Yeah, and they pull up his fucking mugshot. And it was literally him, like.
A real charming guy.
Charmer, dude.
Me and my mom loved him. I was like, if I ever have kids, your babysitting was the last thing I said to him.
You trying to offer y'all some candy?
He said, how old are you? And I was about to say 28. And when I said 12, he was like, bye. Oh. Too old.
Oh, actually, I got to go. Oh, I got a connecting flight. I thought you lived here.
Bro, isn't that fucking great? I mean, like, that's not him. That's not him. And his brother was like, okay, here's a better photo. It's
like a more recent
one. There was no fucking denying it.
He had just had, like, eye surgery.
Yeah, he had glaucoma.
My little brother goes, maybe that's why he was talking to you. Maybe you looked young and he just couldn't tell after the eye surgery or something. I was like, damn,
he,
dude.
He, like, grabbed my hand, held me up, and he was like, oh, tiny little
hands. Tiny
pinches.
Little hands.
Anyway.
He got found with, like, a bunch of, like, child pee on his...
We're going to have to bleep that word out.
Of child content on his computer. like the youngest being like 2 years old.
What?
Yeah. And that was her best friend on the Delta flight back from Fort Worth. Now, that's a Southwest flight for sure. Hell yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
You can't be left alone with strangers.
No. Your mom's the same way. Didn't she, like, befriend, like, a cult leader or something?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
She crazy. She crazy like that.
Yeah, but that's just my mom. That's just my mommy.
That's just my mommy.
My mommy, that's her.
Yeah, so that was... But it's not... It's kind of funny.
I mean... It's surprising, that's for sure. The old shocker.
Yeah, that blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah. Heck of a way to meet a guy, you know? Yeah. I'm trying to think of like jokes, but I just don't really want to do any there. Yeah. That's just maybe best we don't. Until the Patreon. Yeah. Yeah, that plane's going down. Oh, man.
If you thought snakes on a plane were bad.
Right? Peas on a plane.
The plane is full of pedophiles.
Yeah. Even the pilot?
Especially the pilot. Yeah, yeah.
I think I know exactly where we're going, guys. What's this plane called? The Lolita Express?
Okay.
Don't get it. I almost ripped Sweet Baby's lip off. That was fun.
This one.
Yeah. Yep. We went out to eat the other night.
I'm still mad at him.
Yeah, it's fresh. I mean, the wound is still healing. We went out to eat at Roy's. It's a local place. And we're sitting there. The food just comes to the table. And she's got like a little skin piece on her lip or whatever. And I've done it before. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, you know, just kind of.
Sometimes they're not
ready. That one was ripe and had just happened, I think. So I grab it. And before she's like, no, I just. And I mean,
blood, it had to be like that everywhere. Much skin.
So now she's just...
I couldn't eat for days. Today was the first day I could really eat food.
I felt so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We're just sitting there like a sad couple at this table. She's just like holding a wet paper towel in her lips, just like bleeding at this bar. The optics of that looked horrible. For your boy and for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I kept flinching every time Mood raised his hand.
And he's like, oh. I was like, ah, sorry. So that was fun.
Awful.
Oh. Yeah. We had fun, though. I still had a good time that night. Fiona made some friends, as she always does.
No. Stop buying me shots when I go out.
Are you saying that to the camera?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
strangers, please stop buying Fiona's shots for me.
I don't know how to say no to free stuff.
Lord.
Cut that out, Brady.
No. Oh, brother. There are some stories you wanted to share on this pod.
What?
You want me to remind you of them?
Yeah.
This one just says Mexican Daniel.
No, it's another kidnapping story. We don't need
too dark. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here's an uplifting one. Lucy High School.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Brady and I were at Schulman's. And we're outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were outside and I hear someone go, oh my God, Fiona. And it's this like sweet little cute girl that I went to high school with named Lucy. And in high school, she was like 80 pounds soaking wet. She's still teeny tiny.
Dude, that guy on the plane would have loved her.
But she was with her fiance. It was a really cool dude. And like, I was just... Like, I thought the interaction was so cool because, one, she's planning our 10-year reunion, which is, it's fucking bonkers that that's coming up. I feel very old. But yeah, Matt's my 20's coming up, dude. 20-year reunion. Holy fuck. But I don't know. Maybe this is a relatable feeling, but like, we all like to think we were like good people in our past, like in high school, like we were nice or something. But it's like you're never sure if maybe you're just the one that thought that, that wasn't reality. But you're hanging on to this like idea. Especially when you're like on stage talking, you're terrified that like, did I hurt someone's feelings real bad or something? You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
But she comes up and she was so sweet, real, really smart girl. And we were in a couple of the same like AP classes freshman year. And, she was just like going on about how nice I was and how happy she was to see like a nice, good person winning and stuff. Like it was just like very uplifting. And it made me feel good. I'm like, I wasn't a bitch. Maybe I was, just not to her.
Yeah. I've always said sometimes Fiona gives off real, like, mean girl vibes. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
She does.
Yeah.
Sure. When?
Just, all the time.
Like, yeah, if you get around certain friends, you'll start getting real mean girl vibes. Dude, that random friend she made at the bar. That linebacker of a lady, dude. She was having the time of her life on St. Paddy's Day. And this lady is just, she's a lot to say nicely. Not like as mass wise, but like, I mean, she was a lot. No, in your face a lot, you know, like just very obtrusive. Intrusive.
She was like touchy, loud, obnoxious.
Yeah. And she hated me. Like, I was just chilling. You know, I'm not really doing anything, just hanging out, just drinking a beer. She's like, yeah, you need to quit being gay. You're gay. Quit being gay. And I'm like, I'm just fucking hanging out, dude. Like, I'm not doing anything. And then Fiona's like, yeah, quit being gay. I'm like, quit teaming up with a total stranger. We're on a team, dude. Then she called me the hard F, which, you know, well, I'm not going to say me. Just so I can leave it on there. No, not you.
Oh, my God.
You know, sorry. Yeah, let me clarify. She didn't call me the hard F.
I don't like y'all saying I have mean girl vibes on a podcast.
Every time this lady's like, ah, you're being lame. Fiona's like, yeah, quit being lame. I'm like, who are you?
I don't remember that. If that makes you feel any better.
So I cut her brakes and pushed her outside. The lady, she was also in a wheelchair. So that was my St. Paddy's Day. That was a good time, though.
When was that?
That was Sunday. It was St. Paddy's Day Eve. Oh. So all the leprechauns were out.
You think I'm mean, girl?
No. I'm just kidding. You can be. You don't think you're ever mean?
I mean, yeah, but mean girl is different. Like a mean girl vibe, that's like the cool girls in high school is a mean girl vibe.
Sometimes you touch there, like as a joke, but it like when you're drunk, you like, you know, yeah. Sometimes.
Tag team back again, chicken ring again. That's all right. Sometimes I'm
getting a new co-host and new producer.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Regina George and what was the
and
other
Lindsay
one?
Lohan.
Yeah, for sure. Safari. She's coming back. Lindsay Lohan's making a comeback.
That makes me sad. Sorry, guys. Sad no, it's I'm not like so much cooler than both.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so much cooler. She immediately starts doing Mean Girl. Yeah, that's mean girl material right there.
Sorry that you guys were such losers in high school. No, that's all work on
I was cooler than hell in high school. I'm a loser now, man.
Yeah.
My hair left.
Yeah.
My talent left.
Yep.
All right, I've got a question. I do want to know this because I was thinking about mine. Actually, my brother texted me the other day that reminded me. What's your most embarrassing moment to date? That we can share on the podcast. Okay. That might be it. That might be it. That's a Patreon.
That will never be anywhere.
All right, aside from that.
Oh,
the most embarrassing thing to happen to you?
I got a good one. Same vein. I was in the eighth grade. You know how everything sucks in the eighth grade?
Yeah.
Like, you're embarrassed about everything. It's awful. Okay. So, I'm in the eighth grade. I had missed the bus, so I had to get a ride to school from my mom. And I walk to the car and I sit in the passenger seat and I put like my book bag down by my feet. Okay, we have a like what kind of rock is in our driveway? It's like a sandbox. Like
pea gravel?
Like it's like a lot. Okay. Yeah, this seems like it's not going anywhere. So when you got to middle school, everyone had to like sit in the gymnasium till like it started, school did, and then you would walk to your first class. My stepdad had a bunch of cats that were outdoor cats. And I'm wearing a dress.
Oh no.
And I have my backpack on when I walk in the gymnasium. I sit down in a group of my friends and everyone's like, oh my God, what is that smell? And I'm like, yeah, it smells, dude, what the fuck? I take my backpack off. I had stepped in cat shit and gotten it all in the back of my backpack. So now it's all over my back. Oh yeah, and I'm wearing a dress. I can't like change shirts. It's one outfit.
Like it was on the back of your backpack and then...
And then got all over my dress. So yes, like, and then I put it on and so it transferred. Oh,
that's disgusting.
So I tried to clean. I go to the office. They only have like big t-shirts. They have no pants. So I have to keep the dress on. They're like, call your mom and see if she'll bring you a new outfit. I called her. She wouldn't answer. So I had to go through the day with cat shit on my back.
That's pretty bad.
I never recovered.
That's like, because not only is that initially embarrassing, then it's like, well, now you have to live in this for the next couple hours. So
yeah,
this is going to traumatize you for the rest of your life.
No one was sitting next to me in any of my classes that day.
They call you cat poop lady after that?
Worse.
Cat shit lady? Oh, man. Well, luckily, mine doesn't involve an entire school. It just involves me and one sweet lady. So, I'm like 23. I'm at my house. I'm just lounging around. I just woken up. And, it's like right around lunchtime, you know, I'm lazy sleeping in. I call Jimmy John's to like get order delivered. I call Jimmy John's to like get a sandwich delivered freaky fast to me. And this place is literally like 2 miles down the road. But when I call them, they're like, oh, we don't deliver to your area. You know, you'll have to come in and order. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I just like hop in my car. I go to Jimmy John's and I get there and I'm like, you know, I'm just sitting there and I'm just like going, you know, telling the lady everything I want. She's like, I swear, I was like, this lady, like, does she hate me? Or is she mad at me? Like, she won't even look at me. Like, won't talk to me, but it's just like, or like asking the questions, but not like, but just like looking down, like looking away. And like, fine, like, I'm just telling her everything. I'm like, you know, let me get some lettuce and pickles and all that. I get all the way to the end of the line. It's just me and her in this Jimmy John's. I get to the end of the line and like I'm talking to her and like I'm gonna pay, and she just stops and goes, "Sir, I'm gonna tell you this because I don't think you know, but your penis is out." Dude. I look down and my little bitty pecker is sticking out of, like, I was wearing pajama pants with no underwear underneath. Oh. And it's falling out of the little slit in the front. And it was just like out.
That's my man.
And the funny thing is like, I walked in there and I was like, dang, it's kind of cold. And like, felt breezy in there, but I didn't want to like tug at my junk. So I'm just like, whatever, I'll just fix it when I get out. And sure enough, my little pecker was out the whole time.
You really jimmied your junk.
I did, dude. The whole time, I'm just like, let me get some pickles and some lettuce. And my dick's just sliding up against the sneeze guard the whole time, dude.
I'd like extra mayo. Oh, yeah.
You're only ordering penis-shaped food.
Yeah. She's like, would you like any pink turkey and lettuce? I don't know. She said it the way she said, like, she was saying it, in my head, I was like, oh no, she's about to say my penis is out. I don't know why. Like, when she said, I'm telling you this because I don't think you know. And I was like, oh no. And she goes, your penis is out. And I looked down, and sure enough, it had like flopped
was
out
it
of my
head. Just like the head?
It was a little more than the head. It was a. It was a lot more than the head, actually. It was like 7-8 inches, and then the head. If I'm being totally honest.
She saw where it started, but she didn't see where it ended.
Yeah. She would have been a lot happier.
Was it the whole thing?
No, it was too cold to be the whole thing. It was just a little fucking little nub hanging out. I never went back to that Jimmy John's. And this whole time, I'm like, I don't know if I can go back to any Jimmy. I've been to some since, but that was... That's like, you know those nightmares that you have that for some reason you're like naked in school?
Yeah.
That was like the feeling, but like in real life.
It really is Freaky Fast.
Yeah. Hey, I put it away Freaky Fast, I'll tell you that much. Oh, Lord.
That's good shit, man.
It was. She thought it was funny once she realized, like, I was like, oh God, and like just tucked it in. She just died laughing. I'm like, okay. So that was a fun day.
It's funny that she thought that you were just a pervert for a while.
Probably because of like how like nonchalant. I was like, I was like, hey, yeah, no. And, oh, can I get a little bit more of that, actually? Like, making her come back over. She's like, I just want this to be over.
Let's prolong this.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that's awful.
But it was funny because I remember, like, the way she was, like, interacting with me. I was like, why is she being so weird? And turns out, perfectly good reason. Yeah. Oh, so that was fun. Brady, do you have anything?
Nothing embarrassing has ever happened to me in my life.
Brady's too cool, man.
Embarrassing things happen to me every day, and I block them out one at a time.
Yeah. You got it.
I, like, sat here and tried to think of one. I don't know. Maybe I'll think of one eventually.
Not like a big event coming to mind.
I'm sure I could think of one if I sat down. I'm sure I'll think of one when I lay down to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I think Matt beat me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I don't... There's not many things more embarrassing than that.
I've never had,
my mom... I won't share this story, sorry. I'll get approval by my mom to share what is a way more embarrassing story than what I just shared.
Wait, do I know it?
I don't think so. But I'll get... before I can't just throw that out there without her being like, yeah, I don't care.
I've got to have one. Everybody's got one.
I have another, like... embarrassing story. Excuse me. But it starts with, I think, what is one of Jake's most embarrassing stories. My older brother. There was this mentally disabled kid that went to school with my brother.
Oh, you just reminded me of my real embarrassing one.
Yeah. So Jake and this kid, Adam, he was this very nice mentally disabled kid that went to school with Jake. Everybody was nice to him, and one day, like, he was getting, like, books out of his... He was, like, putting books in his bag, and he dropped his, like, backpack, and, like, Jake was just, like, came by and was like, oh, here you go, Adam. And like gives him his book bag. And like, he just like, he's like, all right, you know, buddy. And like walks by. And like, as he's like walking by, he's like, hears Adam just like get angry. And before he can turn around, Adam just takes a bag, like a backpack full of books, and just slams it over the back of Jake's head and like knocks him all the way down the stairs. And Jake like gets up like angry and like looks up and realizes what just happened. And he's like, and in that moment, he's like, how do I want to be known? Do I want to be known as the guy that beat up one? Or do I want to be known as the guy that got beat up by one? And anyway, my brother's always been known as the guy that got beat up by one. So that sticks to you. But that happened to him. And I remember that happened to him. So then one time I had to go to like the YMCA. They had like a summer thing. It's like when your parents are working, you go to the YMCA for like daycare, but you're older. I was probably like 11 or 12. And this guy is like teaching a class. We're like all sitting in a circle, and his son is mentally disabled. And so it's like everybody's in a circle. It's the guy teaching the class, his son, and then me and his son are like side by side. And his son like starts having like a fit. You know, he's like, I'm not gonna do the noises, but he's getting upset. And then like out of nowhere, he just like grabs my wrist and just starts like squeezing the shit out of it. And I'm like, okay, it hurts, you know. And his dad's like, oh, let go, Tommy, or whatever, let go of him. Tommy doesn't give a shit. Tommy just starts squeezing harder to where like my wrist like pops, and I'm like, oh my god, he's about to rip my arm off. So I just start like, I do this and just start like knuckling his arm, like trying to get him to let go. And he didn't let go. So I started punching him in the face, and he let go then. And he started crying, and his dad like went off on me. And like, and then my brother's known as the guy that got beat up by one. And I became known as the one that beat up one.
And I am your karma.
I'm sorry, dude. Oh, and now I get beat up by her every day.
Mm-hmm. I thought of something embarrassing that happened recently. It was after a show, and there were some disabled people there, and I was talking to them. And this one guy was like more disabled than I am, like bigger chair, less like use of his upper body, you know what I mean? And I don't know, the convo was ending or something. His hands like this, and I thought he wanted to fist bump, and I went to fist bump him, but he was just existing.
Oh my gosh, you hit a special kid's fist?
He wasn't special, it was just his body. Oh, his so arm he was... knew, and I knew, and we were like,
oh, dang, you fist bumped a strong hand?
Yeah.
I don't know what crazy. That means.
It's a movie reference.
Scary movie, too? Take my strong
hand? Oh, shit, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Really embarrassing.
That is, yeah.
And, like, for me to do that? Are you fucking serious, Fiona?
Yeah.
Now, that's some mean girl shit.
Yeah.
I had something kind of embarrassing happen today. I don't think I told you all about this already.
Dude, have you ever tried these?
Shut up.
The BSX Citrus Ice?
I actually love so them. Good. They sent me a bunch of shit. Really good. Try it out.
Dude,
great branding.
Brady, dude, they've got the coolest flavors. They've got like...
Okay. I want to hear Brady's story though, for real.
They've got mint.
Oh, you're on your own on that one after being a mean girl. Go ahead.
Shut up.
So today at work, we're trying all these... Wait, I think... No, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you again. We're trying all these drinks.
Oh yeah,
we're trying all these drinks, and my boss is walking around with these samples, and I've already had a beer, multiple kinds of weed drinks, a weed gummy
on the kratom job.
Yeah, like sampling. We had like
for context, brother, that ain't Brady sampling. Like sells.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not just doing it at work. It's like my job, and we're tasting it, but. Like, we all like all the weed drinks, so we're drinking a lot, and we all like beer, and we're...
Yeah.
And ginger ale. I shouldn't say their name, but
yeah, I don't know if we can share this story, but go ahead.
But so my boss was coming around with the last drink, which is a wine, like not a wine cooler. It was a wine,
like a can of wine,
a can of wine.
Dude, canned wine is violent.
13.9% alcohol.
Oh, that's
and no, since toast. It was in a can, I was thinking like, you know, it'll be tasty, and it wasn't. It was straight up like sweet watermelon.
Ew, no.
And he pours it in, and it's like a full glass. Like this sample that he gives me is a full glass of what someone would drink in this shit. And I was the first one he gave one to. So he's coming back around with the next flavor, which is like a peach martini. And I was just, I don't like any of these
this
drinks.
This is the grossest thing I've ever.
You're like, they're bad and they're bad news.
I don't like the idea of them. I would never order them. Like, I'm struggling with this and you gave me too much. So I still have some of it left when he comes back around with the second one. And he like goes to pour it and he sees that I still have some in there. And he's like, chug it. And I was like, Randy, it's disgusting. And then he told everyone in the room that I said that. But separately.
Even the people
so
selling
I heard
it.
Him go to each individual group behind me
and
say, Brady
God.
Said it's gross. And then they would start laughing. And it was fine because they thought it was funny because they also thought it was gross. But
yeah,
I was just like, God, I shouldn't have said that. Because the lady,
she's there.
She's still up there presenting.
Yeah. Oh, God.
She's like, I spent my whole entire life. I've dumped my whole life into this product, and you're going to shit on it right here.
Yeah. I had too many drinks in me, you know?
Yeah,
and that happens, you know? That do be happening. I don't know. How many times have I... Oh, dude, I have a very funny one. Like, you know how, like, I mishear things? Like, very close veins?
Yeah.
I forgot about this one, and my buddy Colt reminded me. Whenever we were playing baseball in... It was, like, high school or something. We had to do, like, a summer tournament. And this guy was, like, working on the field when we got, like, to the park. And he was, like, talking to some of the kids. And then, like, he yells. He's like, he goes, how you feel? And, like, I thought he was talking to me. I go, dude, I'm feeling pretty good. We're 5-0 in this tournament. I'm pretty stoked about it, if I'm being honest. And then again, he just goes, hey, Phil. And there's this guy named Phil behind me. And I just look back. I'm like... Oh, so my buddy Colt. Every time Colt calls me, he'd be like, "Hey, Phil." I'm like, "Damn it, dude, you
that's
got me."
Amazing,
dude. I miss hear things all the time.
That's the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
Hey, Phil. You want one? Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh yeah, for sure. I'm always like, and then I'd have like these weird. This is where I feel like the most acoustic, you know? Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, because I don't know what the hell we could say on this thing. Like, when we were in Tulsa...
You are autistic.
I'm undiagnosed, if so. I'm ADHD, which we've talked about, which is like autism's cousin.
On episode 0.
Oh, is that on episode 0? Y'all are never going to see it. It's too bad. We might release it on the
maybe.
Patreon, but that's...
I shipped my boobs on episode 0.
That's why we called it 0.
Gotta go.
Episode 00. And we were in Tulsa. And like I just had like, I don't know, this is like an auditory thing. Where like that lady was on the phone in the lobby.
No, let me. Please.
Because I was.
Okay, so Matt and I are in Tulsa, and we're going back to our hotel room. We're walking through the lobby and waiting at the elevators. And this lady is on the phone with someone, and she goes, yeah, I'm in the lobby. And then Matt just starts going, in the lobby, like right next to her.
I didn't realize she had said it.
I'm laughing. And so he keeps doing it. And I was, and she's like looking at Matt like, what the fuck is he going, in the lobby? And I was,
I was doing it in a British accent.
I kept, like, I was laughing, and he just kept saying it.
Yeah, because she was laughing, like, oh, she thinks it's funny. So I go, in the lobby. And I was like, where did I, and then I was like, then we get in there,
we
I was like, where did I get
elevator
that from?
The door shut, and he said it again. I was like, Matt, that lady just said that on the phone, and she thought you were making fun of her, and we lost our fucking
Like, I was just tuned out and heard in the lobby, and it like went in my brain. I was like, in the lobby. And she's like right there on her phone, and she kept looking at me weird. I'm like, and she's laughing. I'm like, in the lobby. So now, like, randomly, we'll be around the house, and we'll just be like, in the lobby. We made a whole song about it and everything.
Yeah. I'll have a big fright in the lobby.
I might get in a fight.
In the lobby. I hope it's at night.
In the lobby. Something doesn't feel right.
So it's like an Irish fight song.
Yeah. It just keeps going. And you say, in the lobby.
We do it constantly.
Yeah.
There's a storm of brewing.
In the lobby.
My pants I've just ruined. Going back to cat shit. Sorry.
Anyway.
So, in the lobby.
What else? Is there anything? Any stories we
Let's see what we got. Oh, my mom's critique. Oh, sweet mama. I hope you're watching this.
Our first episode came out.
We're like stressed. We're all stressed. You're stressed to the max. I mean, editing this and like trying to get it out. And we're stressed, worried that it's not going to be funny or good or anything. And it gets out there and it's doing good. And like my mom calls and she goes, oh, Matt. And like, what? What's going on? She says, I'm only saying this because I'm your mother. It's bad. And I'm like, what?
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Dang, Kathy. She's just like, look, I'm only saying this, but like, I can't hear anything. The audio on this is horrible. And I'm like,
I haven't heard anybody complain about the audio.
She goes, I can't hear a thing. It's just terrible. And I'm like, first of all, why are you coming at me this way? You know, like, and then I'm like, okay, like, I don't, you know, like, I'm so like,
Stressed out by this point. I'm like,
it's the first episode. We'll figure it out. She goes, yeah, you know, and then gets off the phone.
And then
I get a text from her later. She goes, oh, it was an audio thing on my end. Sorry. I just didn't have the volume all the way up.
The volume was just like one.
She was listening. I'm guessing she was listening to it in her car and had like the volume on her phone down, but the volume on her car all the way up. And just didn't turn it up on her phone. And I'm like, oh my, I guess the audio's shit on this episode. Something happened. And then she's like, actually, that was my bad.
We rewatched it five times. And we're like, it sounds good. Like,
and then I'm like, listen to it on Spotify, on Apple. I'm like, golly. So that was funny.
That was hilarious.
But hey, if you have any other critiques, we'd love to hear them. Come on now. She's a big Patreon supporter.
God bless her.
That's pretty much it.
Do you have any kids?
Are you got any questions? Where are we at on time?
We're at 53 minutes. Some of that will be cut out probably to like 45.
45 minutes. It's pretty good.
In the lobby.
We can record a podcast.
In the lobby. You better go fast.
In the lobby. Go. I might read it. All right.
Somebody asks this question every week, so we might as well answer it. What brand is your microwave?
Bro.
Every week he asks.
What does that mean?
You might as well answer.
I don't know.
Kenmore.
Should I go look?
It came with the house.
I'll go look.
That microwave was built in the 50s?
Brady just says that question because he wants to get a beer.
It says it.
Yeah, no, they've asked that multiple times. Week. And I'm like, I don't know.
Why?
We got to know. Please tell us why you keep asking this question. I always wonder if it's like some like subreddit something or, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, what does that question actually mean? It's a whirlpool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, got to get ready for the Patreon. All right. It's a whirlpool.
Okay, next question.
Whirlpool.
Let us know if y'all like Brady mic'd up and how it's working out, too.
In the lobby.
In the lobby.
What are the best and worst spots to hang out in Nashville? I like this question.
Okay, best Roy's right now. I still love Shulman's.
I like Fat Bites.
Fat Bites, fucks.
Yup.
We love Tenfold.
Tenfold.
Fucking Red Door has really good hot dogs.
Red Door's fun.
Fucking, we love Urban Grub.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fancy restaurant, but it's like so good.
Yeah, that was really good. That was the best. Whatever that drink they made was.
Bar Taco.
Bar Taco, yeah. 12 South area.
Zany's, obviously.
Zany's is the best place to hang out.
Oh, fucking Grudge Hill Vintage. Fun hangout.
Oh,
spot.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have date night. And we'll go over there, and they've got, like, tacos and a bar in this, like, vintage store. And you'll just, like, drink and eat and go look around and find cool stuff. And they're not, like, insanely overpriced or anything.
Okay,
like a bunch
now
of
the
places.
Worst places.
This is what we really want to know.
I mean, anywhere on Broadway for me.
Talk about why.
I mean, everybody's shark-eyed and blackout zombie drunk.
I don't like going on Broadway.
Well, and for you, just to maneuver around Broadway,
it's
absolute
nightmare. And now if we ever go down there, it's these shark eye blackout people.
And they just
being
walk
like,
right into you. And,
I know you. And I'm like, don't steal me. I'm scared, you know. Oh, I love Rosemary's. I haven't been there in a while, but that's a great spot.
I know people love Lakeside, but. I think
not
I'm too old for Lakeside.
Yeah, I used to love Lakeside, but I can every time. Yeah, go there if you want to like get blacked out. That's kind of the vibe.
That's where that dude like got like pissed off that I had the sniffles and not cocaine.
Yeah,
I got abducted there one time, and our friend Freddie, who works at Zany's, saved me. This person was literally picking me up out of my chair. Putting me in an Uber, and I was yelling no because I didn't know them. And Freddie ran out of nowhere. He was not with us at Lakeside. He like showed up and he grabbed me from them and was like, she said no. Yeah, a lot of close calls. That was before Matt.
I like Centennial. We at where Jess works. We haven't been there, and Zach and Lee got in a fight there, so they're probably not big fans of it anymore.
That was fun.
But Centennial, the Patrick Swayze bar, is it's fun, yeah, and Midnight Oil is a good time.
I'm trying
too.
To think where I really ate.
You know where I really love?
I mean, nowhere that we hate do we actually go.
Go, yeah.
So it's really just Broadway.
I go downtown very rarely, and every time I've gone still.
Santa's Pub is fun.
Santa's Pub is a lot of fun. Mm. A lot of fun karaoke there. Sometimes you'll see, I think, was it Ed Sheeran that popped in there one time?
Yeah, he popped in a lot of places.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing about Nashville is like you'll see random people pop in. You're like, oh my God, it's Fiona Cawley. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good spots. Pretty bad spots. Pretty good spots. Pretty bad spots. Sorry.
Right, hey,
any fan outs in the lobby for you?
The rest of the fan questions are weird.
All right. We can save those for the Patreon.
Do you want a deep question or a fun question?
Ooh.
You choose. Dealer's choice.
So I like this question. How do you define success, and has that changed over time?
So a funny
question. How many followers
question.
You have, probably?
Shut up.
How many likes your posts you're getting? No. The engagement is really the only way to judge success. So like, share, subscribe.
So good.
Oh, good. In the lobby.
How do I define success?
Like for you.
Like what makes me feel like, oh my God, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Or maybe something that did that you're like, oh, that doesn't actually matter that much.
I think I thought that the, well, Instagram followers do matter in certain ways, but it doesn't mean you're selling out shows or wealthy or whatever. Yeah. Oh, man, that's a hard question. I think for me, I feel like things are successful because people are actually, like, interested in my life. Does that make any sense? Like, it feels like, like, I can't talk about any of that.
There's so many, I feel like in entertainment industry, there's so many different levels of success. Like, in personally to me, like, do I feel successful? And I do it like the sense of like, am I keeping the lights on doing what I love?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's, and do I enjoy it? Yes. Do I feel that, do I feel content at least doing it and compared to like other things I was doing? Because I was, I guess you could say successful at my other job, but I wasn't happy there, you know? Mm-hmm. So are you happy doing it? And is it paying? I don't know. That, yeah. This is so job related. Because I'm also successful at, like, I like to think, like, being a good person in my family and to my friends. I think that's important in, like, being successful at that. It's a,
do you think one is question. More important than the other?
Yeah, it don't matter how much money you got when you go. So
you can leave a lot of. You can get a comfier casket.
You can. That way when you wake up, I don't know.
Well, you're a very family-oriented person.
I am, and I understand that there's people.
That's like a really interesting difference between the two of us, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Like, you don't value family the way I do because you had a different upbringing, you know, like it just, is that fair to say?
Yeah, like I love my family, but like Matt, he's like, I have to see them once a week at least. Like,
if I blah, can, blah, yeah. Blah.
Yeah, like he's very much like, I have to be involved in that way, but like,
yeah, and
my family's not like that. Like, I talk to my mom a lot, but beyond that,
I would say you talk to your mom on the phone, I mean, more than I do.
Yeah, but it's not like when, like, his fucking dad called me the other day, and Matt was like, what's up, what's going on? He was like, just calling to see how you're doing. And that is not my family. Like, yeah. If I get a phone call from a family member, it's always because, like, something they need information about something, or you know what I mean? Like, we're not like ooey gooey.
What happened when they call?
Yeah, I don't know. That is weird. I value family,
but here's, I've always been the person that, like, I make an effort to make time for people and my family, sometimes more so than they do for me, but it's just a thing of like, I don't know. Like, I find it very important because, you know, just aside from you and a small group of friends, they're really all I have too, you know? And yeah. Coming from a friend group that used to be giant, that is now, you know, you get older, get smaller. Like, I have people that I value and I want to make sure that I stay in touch with them. And with my nephews now, like, I want to make sure that I see them grow up. And
yeah, I don't have nieces and nephews, yeah. So. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I value friendships.
Yeah.
A lot. But it's dwindled down my friend group, and that's, like, intentional. That was, like, a hard reality of getting older, is just realizing that, like, like, not all friendships are meant to be forever. Like, you need to be okay with, like, allowing those to exist at the point in time that they served each other. But at some point, y'all aren't going to fit into each other's lives, and that's okay. You know, it doesn't have to be some dramatic friendship breakup, but, like, the people I keep around me now, I mean, I am not worried about them doing things that I'm like, that was harmful to other people. And, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, like, because I guess the question was, like, are you, what do you, how do you define success? The life, I mean, this whole comedy boom in your life, I feel like you've still managed to keep your friends close, you know? Like, you're busy a lot now, but you still take time to...
Yeah, it's, I feel like it's funny. Good to be. I was worried about, like, people coming out of the woodwork and pretending blah, blah, blah. But no, I feel like now I have to be like, hey, friends, I'm still here. And I'm like, what the fuck? Everyone assumes I'm gone all the time, which I am. But, like, when I'm here, it's like...
Trying to hang out.
Brady's always hanging out with just sick as fuck. But, like, you know what I mean, though?
You really luck up if your friend's also a producer.
Yeah.
So, I guess there's like.
I feel like I am successful.
Yeah.
Is the truth. I feel like I'm. I feel. Now I feel comfortable saying I'm, like, proud of myself and I'm proud of what we're doing and building. I think success is the impact that you have on people. And I think I am seeing a lot of impact, and it's making me feel really good.
Fuck yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
Your answer was kind of similar, just in a different way. The impact that you have on people.
Yeah, which was, like, always a scary thing, like, leaving social work. I think I've said this on the pod before, but, like, leaving... Zero. Episode zero, you'll never know. But, like, leaving social work where, like, you clearly, your intent is to help the community, help people, help individuals at, you know, every level, and leaving that for comedy where it's like me with a microphone on stage making people laugh when I'm a narcissist, but I need my attention, you know, like, that's how it felt. But then there's, like, times after the show where, like, people are just having tough days, and they'll just have so much fun at a comedy show that they'll come up to you afterwards and be like, hey, man, like, thank you. Like, I really needed this night out. And, like, thank you for making me laugh. And, like, that feels way better than anything I did in social work, because social work, it's like you just get flooded with things that you can't help and you feel like you're just not doing anything. And for having that feeling of, like, narcissism or, like, of feeling conceited that I'm doing something that feels like it's all spotlights on me, microphones on, you know, like, knowing that I can have that still have an effect on people, a positive effect on, like, making people happy without having to do the shit I went to college for, is, it felt very good. That felt successful.
Yeah.
I think that comes through in both of y'all's, like, performances, like, on stage. Like, you can always tell when someone is doing it for them on stage.
Yeah.
And when someone is doing it because they like to make people laugh. I think it's obvious you both like to make people laugh. And that's the better part of that dichotomy.
I like that. Thank you, Brandy.
I'm glad that's mic'd up.
Cool. So you guys suck.
All right.
Written down here.
Underline it three times.
You guys suck. I think that's a good wrap there.
Yeah.
Pretty good on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, hell yeah.
That was fun.
Fun little episode. Thank y'all so much for watching. And fucking grab your beers and join us over at the Patreon.
Yeah, go ahead and start cracking those cold ones. It's going to be a thing eventually.
Oh, my God.
Cracking cold ones. I got a cold one to crack right here.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us on Patreon. Follow us on social media. Ramping Up Pod everywhere. Where are you on social media?
Fiona Colley.
I'm Matt Taylor Comedy everywhere. And
see you next week.
All right. See you guys. We're raving up.
Shut up.